get the pop punk stuff away now? Because I don't know anything. Where? Okay. Autobot, where are you?
Educate us on
if there's
pop
a lot of if there's a lot of it, we should intersperse it because I don't know anything else. So.
See, that's true.
How much do you know about aliens? Isn't there like a big cross section between between those two things?
Pop punk and aliens?
Yeah, you didn't hear about all that stuff.
What happened?
Tom DeLonge left Blink 182 because for matters of national security.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I don't know about pop punk.
He left Blink 182 to go track down UFOs.
That's legit. Well, they had songs about UFOs too, didn't they? Did they have a song called UFO?
Yeah, but I just thought they were talking about women.
Yeah, this happened. Okay. Yeah, I just saw an article from him a couple days. An article about him a couple days ago that says he's fine after he left to go search for UFOs.
It's kind of like Christian rock, where it can either vaguely be about a girl or it could be about God. Well, this is either could be a UFO or a national conspiracy or your dad took away your skateboard. Do pop punkers skateboard?
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing, you know.
Or do they play more Tony Hawk?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they play a lot of Shrek, Tony Hawk? Was there a Shrek skateboarding game? That's what I'm trying to remember.
Did Shrek ever
skateboard like there might have,
in a game?
I think Shrek is skateboarded in a video game. Definitely, definitely. I just don't know which video game it is.
He was definitely in the Tony Hawk game, but I feel like he had a... There was that period of time where, like, there were more franchised skateboarding games than there were, like, kart races.
I'm looking at the Tony Hawk game wiki, and Shrek is here.
Yeah.
Yep, he's there. And I also typed in Shrek. As soon as I typed in Shrek and then the letter S, it immediately suggested skateboard game. So
yeah, I'm seeing some some Flash games, like multiple different Flash games and stuff about Shrek.
It's like cartoon Shrek just skateboarding around. I'm kind of into
it. What, versus real Shrek?
I mean, not like CGI Shrek. Cartoon Shrek.
Versus the real Shrek we all know and love. Who
not
lives
the
in
real man Shrek who lives in Smart.
Oh.
Not Mike Myers.
I'm seeing this like cosplaying Shrek skateboard crossover. I'm going to send this your way.
Real talk, do you remember the viral images of the couple that get married in Shrek cosplay?
I do remember that.
Where do you think they are in the stages of divorce right now?
I think they're happily married.
Autobot, you just sent me a picture of Ray Sype.
Oh,
that's Ray Sype.
Monster,
I love Ray Sype.
Do you?
He's an old man who makes these weird vines. He makes these weird vines where he says where he writes ISIS on an egg and then crushes it and screams.
That's weird because I've never checked out Ray Sype, but all I've ever heard is that he's bad. So
why is he bad?
I don't know. That's the only thing I've ever heard of.
Me and Monty love him.
Okay, well, I trust your opinion, so.
I mean, he might be bad because sometimes he writes ISIS on things and crushes it, and I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think it's good.
That is good because it's anti-ISIS just like us here on Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast.
We're taking
on
an official anti-ISIS
stance. I'm your host.
I'm brave.
I am officially anti-ISIS. I think ISIS needs to be taken down. Our current leader, we don't need goddamn fucking.
Hey, we don't need another hero. We don't need another
crooked Hillary. We don't need dirty Donald Trump. We need Sonic the Hedgehog to lead this country.
Have you ever thought that Bernie Sanders kind of looks like Eggman?
Well, that's why I didn't vote for him.
Sorry, Bernie.
That's why I didn't caucus for him. Yeah, I caucused for Sonic T. I wrote him on. I don't even know if that works. My state still caucuses though, so anything.
Now when you heard the word caucus, you thought it was cock kiss. So you were like really excited when you signed up for that.
No, I thought it was cuck kiss. That was earlier. You know, that was much more into the cuck area.
Cuck area. What's your personal cuck era? Cuck area, Russ. What's your personal cuck area? Mine's a closet.
The one. Might be personally.
Yeah, what's your personal
underneath, like trapped between the mattress and the spring?
Oh, nice. Oh. That's a good one. Autobite, what's your Autobite, our guest? What's your special cuck area?
My special cuck area is probably
a chicken coop.
No, it's not the chicken coop.
Then it's like a cluck area and a cuck area.
I probably say like the bath. Like the
just gotta
be
sitting in the bathtub.
Yeah, no, it's got to be dry. You can't even have showered in it recently. It's got to be.
Hello, baby. Hello, baby. But that was the weakest Hello Baby.
I thought Autobike did it for a second. I was like, who was that?
Hello Baby.
Well, oh, now that's good.
No, that's bad.
That's good. That's the content we need in our feed, bad. Russ.
That sounds like a 1980s like neon bar, like, hey, I'm going to go snort some cocaine and then play some Pong at the video room. You want to hang out?
Yeah.
I mean, hello, I was not around at any clubs in the 80s because I wasn't alive, but do you think they really had Pong installed?
Oh, no, you were a good kid back then.
I was a good kid who didn't exist.
Without original sin, you probably were a good kid.
Think about it. True.
just a twinkle in the eye of old Papa Bite. Papa Bite. Is that what you call your father?
That's what I call him now. I mean, he doesn't know about Autobite.
You ever think
it's weird? Oh, what he named his own child, but
do you think it's weird that that whenever they say that like you're a twinkle in the eye of your dad before you're born, that like you're like I guess like a sperm is like floating around in his eye? What's going on there?
Well, no, they address this in a very famous Family Guy episode.
Please tell me more.
Why did we all think the same thing?
This is why Autobite had us on. We had him on the show is because he's a
claimed Seth, self-proclaimed Seth MacFarlane.
Can you tell us about 1,000 Ways to Die in the West?
Can you tell us about his live album?
Yeah, tell us about his fucking Christmas album or whatever.
I cannot tell you about his live album, because all I know about him is that. Well, I guess I did know that he sang a bunch, but he's just a weird plastic looking man and I want nothing to do with him.
He looks like he escaped from like Madame Tussauds wax museum.
That's true. Maybe he was trapped there.
Do you think maybe
he was working on?
I feel like he's like a generic like 50s like greaser type guy and he just like escaped and like started making cartoons. Like he just looks like a
his pompadour got caught in like a doorway of a in the doorway of a giant restaurant refrigerator and he's been trapped there and he just froze and they defrosted him a la Captain America.
Yeah, something like that.
And his first words were, "Bucky, no."
I think Seth MacFarlane being from the 50s, I think that makes sense. I think he has some like problematic viewpoints at times, but you know, if we can chalk it up to him just being old. It kind of makes sense.
Also, all those obnoxious atheist greasers. Yeah, why don't you shut your gobba about this Jesus fella?
These atheist greasers that have these weirdly kind of liberal, but not really that liberal viewpoints.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, McFly. Going to church or something? Why don't you make like a priest and pray for death? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's a priest dude.
He's an asshole. Biff.
Oh, Biff. Can't believe he's named after a Batman punching sound effect.
Quillhead's talk shops personally. I almost said seriously.
That's serious.
That's not gonna happen.
Gravely.
Grave of the Fireflies League.
Oh.
Speaking of dark. Autobite, you going through a dark time? Or a light time.
Oh, I'm going through a light time right now. Actually, things are working out well for me.
He's got a job. He's just chilling.
Yeah. So.
You became a butt plug designer, right? Did I read that right? Joke.
Anyway. Yeah, that'd be a good job, Ross. You joke, but I'd take that job. It seems great.
Imagine, I can draw a wicked spade shape, so I think I could be a great designer.
They kind of look like the things Naruto throws at people. They kind of look like a kunai, but just like rotated 360 degrees. Think about that.
Ninja plugs.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Hey, honey, what are we doing this evening? Well, something's already happened this evening, honey. The ninja strike. That's how you spice up your sex life. This is consensual, of course. Like, they plan this out weeks in advance, but...
They signed a contract.
They
gave
just,
50 Shades of Grey
they
contract.
Signed a contract.
But ninja kunais in the
50
butt.
50 Shades of Grey. Yes.
Oh, boy.
If 50 Shades of Grey was about a ninja... In gray garb, who could use the power of the like?
I thought you were gonna say gray gardens
of the color spectrum.
Oh, that's a weird thing. Never mind. Look it up.
Is that like MacArthur
no,
Park?
No, it's like a. Is that a musical or a play?
It's about leaving. I recently re-listened to the song MacArthur Park. It's about a man who leaves a cake out in the rain.
Then he fucks it, right?
Maybe.
Nice.
This is kind of the prequel to American Pie, the UK version of the American Pie.
Do they even have pie over there? Is it like it's like shepherd's pie and it's like filled with like potatoes and
they do, yeah.
And
that's
meats.
The worst. Fucking a shepherd's pie is the worst thing.
Just put some mashed potato and lamb in this. Why not?
As we all know, Americans couldn't find anything disgusting, so they had to fill it with, like, squishy stuff. So they, like, went to fruit and, like, cooked fruit. And hence pies we have today. The Hostess pie, the most powerful food in the
The Hostess with the mostest. The pie.
Ooh.
Anyway, Autobite, what do you know about pizza and what do you know about Sonic?
Well, I've eaten a bunch of pizza in my life, so I feel like I could at least hold my end of a conversation. But I don't know much about Sonic at all. Like, I played Sonic a bit as a kid, some of the Sega ones. So, but I Googled Sonic characters as a refresher. So I found a list. Google automatically populated a list for me. So I know from this list that Sonic characters include Sonic the Hedgehog,
okay,
Dr. Eggman, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Good. I mean, bad.
Shadow's great.
Troublingly good. Like, makes me feel very bad. I have to talk to my priest about it.
There's Tails
and pray for death.
There's Tails, who I definitely
apparently
know.
I'm Catholic now. I meant to say by youth group leader. Anyway.
You're one of those cool weird Twitter youth group pastors, right, Russ?
Oh yeah,
the one guy
like turn the
I'm
chair.
Also a
like
breakdancing. I'm also a breakdancing cop that smokes weed.
Nice.
So.
And then, but the thing about this is Google has always told me that
Yoshi.
One of the characters is Yoshi.
Yeah, well, no, Russ, he's right.
Yoshi.
It says Yoshi is a Sonic character.
It says Yoshi
character.
Is a Sonic character.
He's right next to Silver. What's going on here? This isn't true.
Well, that's what I want to know. I came on here to get educated about Sonic, and tell me where Yoshi fits into the canon.
Yoshi's so lame and sucks so bad that he had to find his way over to a superior franchise. Worm his little way
now,
out.
Here's one thing. He is technically in a Sonic game. Because he is in Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games. So,
yeah.
But that means Mario's a Sonic character? But that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make Michael Phelps isn't Chinese because he went and played at the Chinese
Hold on,
Olympics.
I'm having trouble. But that's not remotely what I was saying, but okay.
I don't know. Isn't it kind of? Whose franchise hosted the Olympics? I never played that game.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't know who hosted the Olympics. I thought they were meeting on Earth.
I guess.
Because they're it's like it's always like at the like in this one it's at the Rio Olympics, and it's like so they are in Brazil this time. They went to Earth like our Earth 616 or wait which whatever.
What if you bought it on PC and Lucio was one of the playable characters?
Lucio should be a Sonic character actually.
Is it Lucio or
it's
Lucio?
He says
or
his own
Lucina.
Name.
No, Lucio. Lucio. Maybe that's just my shit between Lucina and Lucio.
Now, does she say it like with a weird C? Do you actually know, Russ?
It's very... I don't know. I just know she's very pretty, and I just get lost in her eyes. She's a cartoon character, bro.
Like everybody you're in love with, Russ. It's we could have guessed.
Yeah. Shut up, Dad.
Anyway, Temple Talk, baby.
Temple Talk. This is where we talk about all things temples. The Temple of Time. We could talk about the new Zelda. Usually we would use this to talk about...
I mean, we can. We can talk about that.
Lucha Underground.
How do you feel about the new Zelda, Russ?
We can't. It looks bad.
Wow.
Why?
It's open world when it should be about a blue speedster moving out and
now
about.
What about a blue speedster? Hold on. Think about this. Link is wearing a blue shirt in this new Zelda game, and it seems pretty
speedy. Why do you think I was so goddamn disappointed?
Oh. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to be running real fast. When he jumped on that horse, I'm like, oh, that horse. He's going to run on the back of the horse to make the horse
go faster. Like the horse is a big flesh treadmill. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, the flesh mill, as some would call it.
The flesh mill.
As people called me back in high school. I don't know. But yeah, the new Zelda, it looks pretty good.
Oh, okay. I mean, what do you feel about the new Zelda, Autobite?
Well, I didn't. Learn anything about it. All I've heard is that it is open world, and I don't really know what that means for Zelda, just because, like, I guess
shut up, Autobite. Imagine this, you had a plate of spaghetti,
yes.
And for years you've been served spaghetti, but you were only...
I'm glad you interrupted Autobite for this awful metaphor.
You would get one noodle at a time, and you would have to eat these noodles, and they'd probably be very good noodles.
Okay. I cannot imagine eating spaghetti like this. I've never done that.
Who does this, Russ? This is like some fucking like Lady in the Tramp style. This is awful.
Now imagine this lifestyle. They're dogs. Where you're getting like a slow trickle of noodle coming down your fucking face, and now suddenly somebody hands you a big old plate, and there's meatballs in various sauces and some pepper.
Wait, was the original spaghetti just like dry noodles?
Was it just like were they even cooked? What's going on?
Was that supposed to be the original Zelda? Are you calling the previous Zelda games dry uncooked spaghetti?
Dry pasta?
No.
You know, Wind Waker was open world, right?
There was a lot of water, at least too.
There's a lot of water.
That was more of a noodle soup. This is a noodle.
Okay, so it was like Mr. Noodles.
Was that more of a ramen and this is more of a spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Well, I much prefer ramen to spaghetti, so I'm not excited about the new Zelda at all.
Let's go play Wind Waker. I think it's gonna suck.
Like, I don't want to go out and spend, you know, $12-$13 on the new Zelda at a restaurant when I can for $5 get like five Zelda games.
Wind Wakers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about this? What if I were to say this? Zelda is bae now.
Okay, is Zelda a woke bae?
That's lit.
Yeah, Zelda is a woke bae who's lit now.
And do you mean Link or Zelda?
He now has an iPhone and he can do the biggest hacking heist in the history of San Francisco.
Lit to the past.
Maybe the world.
Now, is Ganondorf a evil CEO?
Probably. Okay. It's called, they're calling it Zelda Watch Dogs 2. Live from the Rio games.
Nice.
I'm gonna shadow run Ganon's castle or whatever.
Wait, like Shadow the Hedgehog's gonna be?
Oh god, Google's gonna have to update their list.
Also, they announced that there's gonna be a new Prey game, and it's actually Prey at the Rio games. So
damn. Actually about that jaguar that got killed at the Rio games.
Oh my god!
You gotta stop killing beautiful animals. I mean, sorry to get so political.
I miss Harambe so much, you guys.
I miss Harambe so much.
Hey, what if Harambe? Did anybody check if the little boy was Balloon Boy?
Think about it. Maybe it's Balloon Boy.
It's a fucking scam. What if Harambe is just like a grifter from town to town?
You think Harambe faked his death? Yeah.
I think Harambe, there's a conspiracy.
I think the kid was a false flag. I think Harambe, he took a fake, it was a blank. He had a blood pack.
I think, yeah, Harambe probably took a big life insurance policy.
Somebody selling ape life insurance policies. He's retired to the Congo or something.
When did they shoot Harambe? At 9:11 a.m.
Think about it. That's what Alex, you know, there's a video of Alex Jones ripping his shirt off. That was actually who he was ripping his shirt off about was Harambe. It wasn't about Hillary Clinton or anything like that. Damn.
What did the GOP... Oh, it's Smellery Clintonails, as GOP teens called her.
How come nobody... Has anybody ever made a Clinton clitoris joke yet? Has that existed before, right?
Yeah. I'm going to dangerously search Hillary Clinton clitoris. No, you know what I'm talking about?
Don't do that. Hold on. Don't do that, actually. Because you're going to find like a weirdly photoshopped image. Oh, boy. And she's like 70 years old.
Anyway.
Oh, Urban.
Any other temples we want to discuss in the temple?
There's a Lucha Underground. We watched an episode of that. That's a temple. That was in a temple.
Oh, yeah. We did watch that. Oh, my God. My brain hurts. John Morrison v. The Cage was the big event. But first, of course. We had to see our friend Jack Evans.
I hate him.
Battle Lugaroo. What's his name again? Direwolf?
Darewolf. PJ Black.
Bugbear?
The Darewolf.
Not going to joke. If there was a Lucha Underground wrestler named Bugbear, I'd be kind of...
That'd be a pretty good name, actually. But he beat PJ Black, the Darewolf, who's just this South African man that kind of looks like Hugh Jackman. He's a big hairy man, and he's like, yeah, I'm the Darewolf.
Hugh Jackman, Jonathan from Oh Yeah, Dude.
He kind of looks like him, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
If he didn't smoke so much. But, like, he beat him up, and then Drago appeared wearing, like, a weird horned helmet. Like, he looked like he had, like, a... Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a dragon thing, but it kind of just weird, and he spit. He wound up... He was going to spit in Jack's face, but he wound up spitting in the Darewolf's face, and then that cost him the match.
Is that against the rules to spit on people?
Nah, he spits a lot.
He spits a lot. Spitting
he's
is
a dragon.
Big part of
he's a dragon, and he spits like what looks like acid out of his mouth. It's some sort of neon green, like shit.
We determined he's a copper dragon.
No, we
right?
determined he's a black dragons in D&D do have acid powers, so that makes sense to me.
That's true. He is a black dragon. Damn, that's wild.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's what it has to be.
It does make a lot of sense, because black dragons tend to be like. They're cool and calculated. They ain't so evil. They're more shades of gray, and that's how I describe dragons.
Speaking of cool and calculated, we saw King Cuerno versus Killshot.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a letdown because I wanted Killshot to win.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching Deathstroke take on Taskmaster.
It's a lot like that, actually. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. We saw a weird commercial for like used cars with Famous B.
Yeah, we're learning there's some sort of dark conspiracy about Famous B.
He does something. I don't know what his deal is.
You think it has anything to do with Harambe?
Maybe. Maybe Famous B killed Harambe. Do you think famous. Deadshot pulled the trigger?
Oh
Deadshot
God.
Pulled the trigger and shot Harambe.
Oh, what if this was one of fucking... What if this was one of fucking... Who's the Joker now again?
Wait, Jared Leto?
It's 30 Seconds to Mars? Yeah. You think this is Jared Leto, one of Jared Leto's Insidious Princes? He killed Harambe.
Jared Leto killed Harambe, and he mailed everybody Harambe bones. Viola Davis is like, I'm not standing for this.
You know what? Jared Leto is selling real Harambe bones, and I'm calling him out.
Is Jared Leto pop punk?
No.
Is he pop punk?
What is Angels and Airwaves and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus if they're not pop punk? Are they just bands designed around annoying Russ Walsh?
That seems legit. Maybe not wait, Angels and Airwaves? I can't even remember what they really sound like.
What about those guys that run around on treadmills in the YouTube video?
Like OK Go?
Yeah, what are they?
Isn't it OK Go just kind of just pop music? I don't know.
I don't know what they are, but I don't like them. Who are those guys that are like tonight, something, 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 Hollywood sign? What are they?
Right.
Now, and Panic at the Disco's emo.
They're
emo.
Emo
pop punk, or is it?
Emo's not pop punk. Emo can be pop punk, I think.
Yeah, I think
question.
As far as like the stuff like in 2005 that was like really popular, I think that stuff more or less came out of pop punk in a lot of ways, pretty influential, but a lot of it was not pop punk.
What about this ain't
so.
A scene? That's a goddamn goddamn arms race. That's the only one song I know from them.
I thought you had said it was a goddamn arms scene.
Arm scene. Like, this is a goddamn arms scene.
Oh, look at all these arms.
All these fucking arms.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Hey, I have a question. Yes. Hey, is our friend Robin pop punk?
I don't know.
Maybe
let's talk
about
discuss
it. That in the Robin Minute. The Robin Minute is our most popular segment. We talk about super fan of the show, Robin. What's she been up to? What's she doing? Is she living the dream? Probably yes. And we just talk about the little things and the big things. We promise we will try to keep Harambe discussion to a minimum unless it's relevant to Robin. Real quick, does Harambe have anything to do with
I do not
Robin?
Think so. I haven't seen her said anything.
It kind of sounds like Harabin, but I think
Harabin is my favorite show.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
Harambin.
Superficial, I guess.
That's yeah.
That's pretty super. Robin, if you have any connection to Harambe, please tweet at
Robin,
us.
Hold on, Russ. Robin is the best sniper we know. Do you think?
Oh, God.
No, I don't want to believe that.
Oh, my God. How do you think she affords all those amiibos, though?
Somebody
took out a hit on Harambe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you think a relative of Harambe asked Harambe to take out that life insurance policy, and then Harambe didn't
like
his
wife,
his
death. Harambe's wife.
Yeah, it's like insurance fraud. Or I don't.
Do gorillas believe in monogamy? I kind of want to.
I think I don't actually know. It's something we need to look up.
Damn it! I was thinking I might get a hot date tonight.
We promised we wouldn't talk about Harambe for the.
We
Robin
haven't started the minute yet, so it's fine.
Oh,
the Robin Minute.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway. Starting in a sec. Okay. 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
We can't talk about Harambe.
Okay.
Okay. Quick, think of something that's not right, Harambe.
Wait, is Robin pop punk? Do you feel she's pop punk autobiography?
She likes Morrissey.
She likes Morrissey's pop punk.
Sad though.
Wait.
I don't know, because the only thing I ever talk about with Robin on Twitter is
like a bucktooth girl in Luxembourg. That's pretty
pop punk.
Emo, honestly.
Huh.
That's pretty pop punk too.
Maybe mentioning towns is very pop punk. That's a very pop punk thing to do.
I hate this town.
What's the number one like pop punk town that they're? What's the town that you feel gets
attacked? Oh, your hometown, wherever you're from.
Doesn't matter where you're from. It's just wherever you're from is the worst.
Just like I hate this town. Anyway, the only thing Robin and I ever talk about on Twitter is the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance soundtrack, which is not pop punk. So I'm gonna say that's my entire concept of her in my mind. So I'm saying she's not pop punk.
Damn.
Oh,
it's probably true.
Damn. Oh, well.
Sorry, Harambe. Sorry, Robin.
Sorry, Harambin. My favorite new ship. platonic ship. Friendship.
I think that'd be pretty good. That'd be a pretty good battle team. Like, if they were in Fire Emblem, he'd be good in melee, then... And she's long range.
If you think about it, that's just kind of like Mercy and Winston.
It's a lot like Mercy.
I was going to say, isn't Harambe in Overwatch?
If you think about
it. Hey, when are we going to get a Harambe skin? Or is that tasteless?
Is it naked? Is it like naked and dead Winston?
Do you think, the thing is though, is that Robin, like, do you think good Robin is Mercy and bad Robin is Widowmaker?
Probably, yeah, actually.
Like two sides of the same
Seven
coin?
7 pounds, yeah.
7 pounds.
Speaking of pounds, I've ate 7 pounds of pizza in the last week or two.
Alan, you are literally lying at the ground.
Yep, that's true. I had a massive heart attack.
Your stomach, the deviant art. Did I say?
Oh,
it
you
right?
did actually for once.
God damn it! Thank deviant. God. The deviant art fetishists are here. They're taking references on expanded belly because Alan has eaten
all this pizza.
7 pounds of pizza. Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and just dig into Domino's Goes, our hottest segment.
Our hottest segment.
I had some more DiGiorno Supreme pizzas. Now, I've talked about those before, but I also had a DiGiorno Supreme personal like pan frozen pizza, and I have to give it a bad review because it was fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what?
I thought you would love DiGiorno's because the thing. If you order delivery. You're just sitting around going, where are you?
I'm sitting at the window.
I'm so hungry.
I'm going to eat pizza tonight.
Is this a pop punk reference I'm not getting?
That's the only pop punk thing I know.
Oh, man.
Literally. That's it. That's all Honestly. I know. It's, where are you? Then he rotates the spinning, standing bass. What do you call it?
Yeah, like a stand-up bass. Stand-up bass. I don't think anyone calls it a standing bass.
Is a stand-up bass the music that plays whenever Jerry Seinfeld does his little comedian bit
at
the beginning of Seinfeld?
I think that's probably an electric bass.
No, I'm saying that because he's a stand-up
comedian.
What
if you called it a stand bass? Can you summon it? Do only people with high mental power and heroic spirit have the ability to summon a stand-up bass?
I have, speaking of stand-up, I have something I need to admit. For a long time in my life, I thought it was called a sitcom. Because it was the opposite of stand-up comedy.
Fuck. I mean, it's kind of true. And then you saw Seinfeld, and you're like, "Whoa, this is shaking my foundations of reality."
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
But anyway,
this is the best.
But anyway,
thing
I've ever the DiGiorno's personal like pan-sized pizza has bullshit crust. It's nothing like the normal crust. It feels like it's made of like cornmeal or something. It sucks ass.
I hate cornmeal crust.
It's just the worst, and I hate it.
That sounds terrible.
I agree.
And I've never had that before, but
the normal DiGiorno's is fine, but like that, I cannot handle. And my dad got one of those on accident, and I threw it in the trash because it is the worst.
He took it right off his plate and put it in the trash. Dad, stop.
Dad, you don't eat this.
Fat man, you fuck.
Don't eat this. Quit roller skating around.
Fat man, you cuck. Into the closet. I'm going to eat this pizza.
Get in the back.
Pizza in front of you. Goddamn.
Anyway.
Russ, what kind of pizza do you eat this week?
Oh, God. The only pizza I ate this week is kind of boring. I just had a Domino's deep dish with pepperoni and chicken.
Okay.
And they didn't bring the sauce game. Like, I should have ordered extra sauce because I shared with some friends who had never had the pan pizza. This is... You know, when you're trying to share a YouTube video you think is really funny.
Oh, and then I or an album just kind of sit there looking at their really faces the good. Entire time.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a pan pizza. I'll put the extra buck down. And they can all try it out. And they're going to learn that the pan pizza's worth the extra buck. And they kind of ate it. And they're like, this is just dry and, like, thick pizza. I'm like, no,
and then he said,
a little more sauce.
But it's thick and then with two C's.
Yeah.
With two Q's.
And then they got, and then one of them started fucking the pizza. And I realized that,
hey, that's the sauce you
to
need,
pizza
baby.
Pizza Fuckers Anonymous. Yeah, we got a sauce here. It's called Lou Baby. Lou Baby. Hello, baby.
That's good. That's a good anyway, catchphrase.
I don't know where...
I don't like it. I hate you. It, actually.
I think it's very funny. I think it's very fun. I think it's very smart.
Fuck. Monty just linked me a picture to a Harambe drink. Anyway.
Anyway. Autobite.
Autobite, what pizza do you eat?
I didn't eat pizza this week. I had some pizza last week. I ordered from Panago. And is Panago in the States as well?
Never heard of it.
No.
Oh, okay. I guess it must be a Canadian thing then.
Is it Panic Co?
At the
like
disco.
If you're
Panic at the Disco. Panago is a
Panic at the
pizza
Disco.
At the disco.
Yeah, it's the same. It's they shrunk the name of it to Panago.
Honey,
I
shrunk the name. But I don't know. I mean, it's pretty. I'd say it's kind of like similar to maybe Pizza Hut, but like less greasy, I guess.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm most used to.
But
it
sounds good because that's my main complaint with them.
Yeah, so.
I disagree. My main complaint with Pizza Hut is it's so sweet. The crust is so sweet.
Oh. That's an issue, too.
It's like there's it tastes like there's a cup of sugar in the dough.
Damn.
So what'd you get?
I got their New York Deli, which I'm just... I fired up the website here.
Are there like cold cuts on it? What the fuck?
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the ingredients. It's
here's some
Italian tomato sauce,
it.
Pepperoni, Genoa salami, okay, bacon, Canadian ham, which is, that's just ham, spicy Italian sausage, mozzarella, and cheddar.
Okay.
And that's great, because...
just sounds like a meat lover.
Yeah,
that
don't you
good.
Think? There's just a, it's just
good.
A different combination of meats than their meat lover, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't really sound that deli to me.
No, I mean, I guess, like, the salami and maybe
like
the ham.
If I thought, like, deli, it'd be, like, pastrami and, like, maybe roast beef or something on there.
Or, like, yeah, like, chicken gizzards or, like...
Do you just get chicken guts at the deli, Russ?
That's, like, a traditional Jewish deli is, like...
Now, I love chicken livers and gizzards, but, like, I didn't know that was a thing you get at the deli.
Yeah, just take it home and throw it on a
sandwich,
like right?
What is it? Yeah, that's a thing. What is
maybe you should go to delis more.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I like those things.
And then what else did I get? I got another one. I got a butter chicken one, which you guys don't like the butter chicken pizzas, or you do?
Oh, that's so funny. I was trying to think of the word. It's schmaltz.
Oh.
That's literally what schmaltz is.
That's what schmaltz is?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a chicken gizzard paste.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I'm into that. I love chicken gizzards.
You smear it on rye.
Oh, okay. I'm sold.
Hell yeah.
Now what's butter chicken?
No. But butter chicken is like the Indian dish.
What?
Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
Butter chicken? Oh, it's like it's curry. I don't know how it's called butter chicken. I mean, it's a chicken dish, but then like the sauce is more kind of like a tomato base. But then it's like curry, so it's like spicy and it's not like chunky. It's very smooth and like a light orange color. But anyway.
That's what girls tend to say about
him. He's so smooth. He's so smooth, but he's a weird orange
he's
color.
He's not chunky. He's not chunky.
Oh, this kind of looks
but
like...
he's smooth.
Okay. I think I've seen something similar to this. It kind
of looks like
chicken tikka masala or something, but like...
I can't believe you guys haven't heard of butter chicken, because I feel like it's like one of like... Like whenever you go to an Indian restaurant that's like serving food to like white people, they always have butter chicken.
It's always like chicken tikka masala, like tandoori something or other. Like I've never seen butter chicken there, but it looks similar to chicken tikka masala.
I don't think I've ever had Indian food at a restaurant before. I've had Thai.
I've been to Indian and Nepalese restaurants, but I've never seen butter chicken there.
Oh.
Maybe it's just the ones I've been to.
Maybe.
Alan just was like, I'm going to go to the nipple-y.
Oh, anyway, see, that's what I thought.
Go see some nipples.
This butter chicken pizza was bad, though, because, I mean, the sauce doesn't really taste much like butter chicken you get at a restaurant. And then also, there's, like, onions on it. And you know when onions just taste really bad? Like, onions themselves are usually good.
Oh, like an onion.
They, Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I should have been saying Nunion. Anyway, the Nunions were bad. And so the pizza was bad.
Did it have like peanut sauce on it?
No. It's not.
It
not
seems
like
a. It seems. It, I think. Is it similar to like a chicken tikka masala kind of thing?
I would imagine.
I wonder if butter chicken
has a different name.
It seems like it has the same sort of spices.
What do you guys feel about peanut sauce? I'm sorry to derail.
Like when you talk about peanut sauce, like the only real experience, like, there's a peanut chicken that I always got at this Chinese place in Raleigh. And
it's like spicy.
No, it wasn't really spicy. It was just kind of peanut-y.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I liked it a lot. And I have had, and there's another kind of peanut chicken I had at a different place that was more spicy, and I like that. I kind of am in favor of like peanut chicken. Especially sometimes when they dice up little tiny little slivers of peanut in there.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, I like that. I love that nut flavor.
I love
that
nut.
Umami.
You love that. You love that. You love that.
I'm trying to catch that nut, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Same though.
I looked it up. Yeah. I guess butter chicken uses.
I'm tired of butter chicken. Let's move on to the next.
It seems
topic.
Similar.
Anyway,
I think it's basically.
Shut up, Autobot. You're uninteresting. Let's keep moving on.
I got some good news. This is interesting news. Stop, Russ, please don't.
Alan, you didn't stand up for Autobot in the slightest.
Well, I was about to, but I was like halfway through a sentence.
I was testing your guys' friendship.
I was about to say, Russ, you need to stop being some indoor guests, or else I'm never going to come back on.
Autobot's my butt.
You called him Autobot.
I'm going to choke back some tears for a second. You guys just talk about your news.
You called him Autobot. He's not a Transformer, Russ.
He's got the leadership of Matrix, though. That's
he does
sure.
have the leadership of Matrix. Or the Matrix of leadership.
The leadership Matrix. You fucking asshole. You.
Does he have like a robot beard Autobot? Like that one guy from Transformers, the last Transformers movie?
No, that's not canon.
The John Goodman Transformer that had a robot beard and a trench coat.
Do you think they called that movie Age of Extinction because he was intending to kill everybody with
Probably.
It?
Do you remember that one part of Age of Extinction where there's a guy that traveled around with a little piece of paper that explained why he could fuck his 17-year-old girlfriend? That was the thing that happened in the movie.
I mean, I carry something like that around, but like, just like, if I can pet your dog, like, I can legally pet
Listen,
your dog.
I'm not on any dog watch lists. Let me pet your dog, please.
Let me pet your dog. I'm doing a lot of song parodies tonight, if you couldn't
tell. This is good. This is one episode you should do it on. We have Autobite.
Yeah, we got Autobite. Autobite, I'm sorry, but I'm done talking about buttery chicken. Alan, please bring us to the next topic.
I've got a hot new scoop from Silicon Valley. It is a robot pizzeria called Zume, a new startup in Mountain View that's trying to make more profitable pizza through robotics.
Wait, Kumail Nanjiani made a new pizza?
Yeah, basically, Silicon Valley. It's Mike Judge and Kumail and some other people teamed up together to make this pizza. They said, we're going to be the Amazon of food, said Zume's co-founder and executive chairman, Alex Garden. Garden 41 is the former president of Zynga Studios. Before that, he was the general manager of Xbox Live.
Zynga, the Farmville people?
Yes. The Farmville man is making robot pizzas now. So basically, there's a bunch of robot arms that have car kind of like construction, like those kind of robot arms, the ones that use like build cars. They make pizzas and pop them in the oven and like put them down a conveyor belt for you. They load individual ovens with different menu items. They're going to try to put them on trucks, like delivery trucks that have ovens. The robots will load these individual ovens with different menu items. Then the truck will circle the neighborhood at precisely 3:15 before arriving at the customer's location. The cloud commands the oven to turn on and boom, the customer gets a fresh, out-of-the-oven pizza delivered to their door. Just imagine Domino's without the labor component. You can start to see how incredibly profitable that can be. So basically, you just, like, put robot arms and ovens inside of a truck and drive it around.
So, what you're saying is the future is here. And, Alan, should we embrace this or should we?
I don't know how I feel about taking the human element out of pizza.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's going to be a lot of lost jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some friends in the pizza industry. So
Lurchin might lose her job
now,
and also unless she becomes a robot jock.
But what about this? What if they had an anime girl, AI who made?
What if Hatsune Miku made my pizza?
What if of a vocal, what a pizza
lord. Have some fun with Miku.
Have some fun with Miku. Now, here's the thing. So my thing is, Domino's, we love Domino's because of their artisan pies. Because artisans make these pizzas. Now, can a robot replicate that of a trained artisan? I don't think so. Or I don't know, really.
I don't know.
Where's the soul? Where's the soul, guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to say. Because I think, like, the thing with humans that we can do is we can kind of adapt. But maybe you would want the pizza to be made the exact same way every time.
I mean, that's like McDonald's does, right?
I worked at McDonald's, you know, years ago, and there were no robot arms.
That's true.
Famously, as we all know, Autobot was the one who said, no more McFajitas.
He did get rid of the McFajitas. That's true.
He stopped it himself.
Set them straight.
Oh, boy. Now, Russ, we ought to make a pilgrimage one day to one of the one or two McDonald's left in the country that still serve McPizzas.
Oh,
there's one of those
still
in, like,
exist.
Kentucky or, yeah, there's one of those in, like, Kentucky or something.
Did you guys have, like, the one weird McDonald's in your area?
We have, like, and when I was younger, and then they remodeled it, where it's kind of like an older, weird-looking McDonald's, I think.
Yes, we had the old 1950s McDonald's.
It wasn't that weird. It looks like a 70s kind of McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But it was only like that in the 90s when I remember it. And then they rebuilt all of them and then made them like 2000s McDonald's with like Wi-Fi.
Did they McCafe it?
Yeah, they made everything a McCafe.
Oh.
Damn.
Pave Paradise, put up a McCafe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Alan, no pop punk, but he definitely knows Counting Crows.
Yeah, I do. Well, okay, hold on. That wasn't
Counting Crows.
That wasn't the original artist there, but that's fine. That was Joni Mitchell.
Wait, I just associate all music through Shrek.
Well, I can't blame you.
Cannot blame you.
I think the Bop 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 was from the Counting Crows cover, though. Joni Mitchell didn't do that.
Yeah,
because she has more respect than Counting Crows does for parking lots. Well.
I just like crows.
Oh, well, yeah, I know you love The Crow, the movie.
Oh, yeah, and I like the Game of Thrones thing, but I can't remember. That's like
the Three-Eyed Crow, the Three-Eyed Raven, the trains Bran how to use his powers.
Yeah. Do you think Bran ever, like, looks in the girls' locker room?
He could. Do you think they have locker rooms in Westeros?
No, but I wish they did.
Do you think they have school in Westeros? I don't think anybody goes to school.
I wish there were anime babes.
Khaleesi's kind of an
anime. I would watch Game of Thrones if there were anime babes in it.
It was what if Game of Thrones was a slice of life anime?
Yeah, you know what? I think I could get into it then.
It was just Flying Witch.
We're trying to get Arya to join the tea club. Student Council. Joffrey's such a meanie.
Arya keeps using her weird faceless powers.
Very
like, appealing. Turning into a cat or whatever.
Brienne's like a delinquent girl.
Okay, yeah,
oh, that's good.
This.
Yeah,
I like this character already.
Baby,
maybe.
Yeah.
Is she anything like that in Game of Thrones? Maybe I should get into.
No,
Game of
she's
Thrones.
Just she just kind of like travels around and like doesn't really actually do that much.
Who's the most soon in Game of Thrones?
The lady that fucks her brother.
Would it be? Yeah. Okay.
That's the least soon thing you could do.
I mean, she's kind of soon to him.
I mean, that's kind of like starting Oremo and they're already fucking.
I mean, it is a lot like Oremo, honestly.
If you kind of think about it, Game of Thrones is where Oremo would have eventually ended
up
if we followed, if we kept following.
Do you think Littlefinger is kind of like Kuroneko? He's goth.
We gotta move on.
That's true. Think about it.
This is a joke that only 9 people will get, and they all hate it.
Well, hold on. Everybody loves Oremo, from what I know, because I tweeted about him to make people mad.
It is widely beloved.
It is widely beloved, even though it's garbage. And people love love Game of Thrones, which is also widely beloved, even though it's garbage. Think about it.
They're both problematic.
They're both problematic and gross and have a lot of incest in them. I hate it. I hate it so much.
But one of them has the Clegades and the other doesn't, so I don't know.
No, Vegina, though.
Now, if the Clegades were in Oremo.
Now, what about when Vegina got half of her face burned off? And called herself the Hound.
I don't even remember what that character is.
Well, you know Vegina.
No, I don't remember fucking Vegeta. That was like 2013. Oh, come on.
You remember Vegeta, right,
like,
Autobite?
Oh,
I might
remember
as well have
Vegeta.
Been 45
Her name
years
was
ago.
Vegeta.
Her name was Vegeta, and she had the swirly glasses.
Yeah, and then. Yeah. I mean, spoilers. She was rich, wasn't she?
I think that was the thing. She turned out to be rich.
Yeah.
She was kind of like the Brienne of Tarth of that cartoon because she was very tall.
That's true. That's true.
And barbarians kept wanting to fuck her, a la Tormund. Tormund the Wildling.
Is Tormund the one that got killed a million times and kept on getting brought back? That's somebody else.
No, that's oh god, you Jack of Mormont.
Oh yeah, Mormont. Ah, yes, Mormont. And then he wound up. Anyway, didn't he wind up bringing back Lady Stoneheart or whatever the fuck her name is?
Lady Stoneheart's not.
She's not on the show, but that happened in the books, I think.
There's Alan. I'm sorry. There's no undead cuties on the show like all your favorite
anime. No zombie girls. Where's Zombina?
No zombie girls. I showed some normie friends Monster Musume, by the way, and I've seen those episodes enough that my patience for poppy bits keep it the fuck moving on. I don't need to see this poppy shit. We can keep it going, guys. We need to keep it going here. Poppy annoys the fuck out of me, not because I hate
like birds, huh?
Like.
Birds are
I don't like Poppy. I specifically don't like Poppy.
How do you feel
it's
about
like,
Poppy, Autobot? You saw the show.
Yeah, I like Poppy. Poppy's good, actually.
I don't like her.
I don't like her one bit.
She's probably
she's not
my least
terrible.
Favorite.
Terrible. She's cute, I guess. I just
there's not like, the, like I understand. There's not much going on.
She's the least favorite. She's my least favorite character on of a show of good characters. That's the thing.
She's like the crate puzzle from The Last of Us. Like, really? Are we back here again?
Or the crate puzzle
from
Uncharted 4.
Exactly.
But, like, yeah, it's like, come on. Whatever. Can we just get past this and get to the part where there's, like, Mia's boobs or something?
Yeah. That's good. I don't know. I really liked Monster Musume, but it's also just, like, a trash, itchy show. And
yeah, but that's why it's good.
Actually, it's very artful and very good.
It's very good.
People don't want to admit that it's a trash, itchy show, even though it is.
It doesn't have humans in it, so consider that.
It doesn't have humans, but it has people.
Oh, that's true.
Speaking of people, soon there will be a thing that will allow you to ditch people and just live in the woods because all you need anymore is a pizza.
You can get
in your iPhone.
You can buy BioLite's Pizza Dome, which lets you bake a pizza and charge your phone from the wilderness. So they are the makers of Basecamp and Base Lantern. It is something that's on Kickstarter, I believe. And I think it's it costs $69.95 and is available on their website now. You put firewood in it, and I think you light it on fire, and I guess that cooks your pizza and charges your phone. Or maybe it just has a place where you can put firewood in there. This is kind of a weird design.
Is this what Under the Dome is based off of?
I wish. You know, I watched Under the Dome and read a good chunk of that book, and it's like 1,000 pages, and it sucks.
Oh, okay. What does Hank from Breaking Bad have to do with this? Is he stuck in the dome? Will a little Hank cook the pizza for
him? I wish. I wish he did. He doesn't really do much, as far as I saw. There's just a weird kid that killed somebody, and then a cow got cut in half, and then that was about all that was good in the show, and then I fell asleep. That's about all that was good in the book, too, was, like, stuff getting cut in half by the dome. That's about it. The book kind of sucks. 1,000 pages and nothing. Speaking of the woods and the environment, love for pizza in Brazil is causing environmental damage.
Oh, my God.
So,
Lucio, what's
Lucio,
wrong?
What are you doing?
Lucio, why have you allowed this to happen?
In a study published in...
I haven't really looked deep into Overwatch lore, but I just assume Lucio is the president
of Brazil.
Mm-hmm. I think they're all the presidents of their respective nation, and like, gee, Gundam, they have to face each other in combat to make decisions.
That would be great.
That's why Overwatch headcanon, by the way.
That's great if like three of them weren't from America. They're all running for president.
Wait, what?
Reapers from America?
Well, by then, America will have split into three parts.
Fine.
Texas,
where McCree's from. Okay.
Good America. And evil America.
So Texas is an evil America. I'm shocked.
No, Texas is just its own form of evil.
Okay, that makes sense. So in a study published by the journal Atmospheric Environment, a team of air pollution experts from 7 universities studied pollution causes in Sao Paulo, Brazil. let's see. They said that a lot of it's because of burning in the rainforest, blah, blah, blah. But they also noted that the city is home to around 8,000 pizza parlors. They whip up nearly 1 million pizzas every day. And as many as 800 pizzas a day are made using wood-burning stoves and pizzerias. And even 1,000 more cooked up for home delivery. So they're saying that this situation is negating their compulsory green move and using clean biofuel in their vehicles. It's the only mega city in the world that requires use of biofuel. But it's kind of being canceled out by all these pizza ovens because they all love wood fire pizza.
What if they had wood fire cars and just also kind of doubled up and then cooked their pizza in the car?
Huh. Now that would probably be, that's more economical, I guess. Mm. How many pizzas would you have to cook to like get from here from like work to home? I guess it depends on how long of a drive.
Are you going to be eating 7 pounds of pizza and like not be able to work when you get there?
That's the thing. What if everybody just works at a pizza place, though?
That's true. The war economy becomes the pizza economy.
ID tag pizzas.
Pizza industrial complex.
Now, this is similar to...
ID tag
pizza. This is similar to a small town in Italy just outside of Naples, San Vitaliano, which banned wood-fired stoves in 2015 due to air pollution. So, wood-fired stoves are kind of dangerous, guys, for the environment.
Oh, yeah, I guess, hey.
How do you feel about wood-fired pizza, you guys?
I like it most of the time.
I don't know if I've had wood-fired
pizza. I mean, it depends on the place. Blaze pizza does it good, but, like, toppings get cooked out or dried out, and the cheese loses its flavor, but the crust is always pretty damn good.
Well, the thing I feel like with Blaze, because, like, I don't know if they have Blaze up there in Canada.
I don't think
we
do.
But it's, like, the thing with, like, wood-fired pizzas is that it's, like, they get really hot to, like, 1,200 degrees, so they cook the pizza, like, really fast. But it also makes the crust, like, extra crispy.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's very, like, I think there was a wood-fired pizza was the one I went to in Huntington. And that, I think that was the pinnacle of, like, wood-fired pizza. Because, like, it wasn't too, sometimes at Blaze, like, it can get a little bit kind of charred on the bottom. Which isn't really too bad because it doesn't, like, it's not burned exactly, but it's kind of charred, like, a tad bit and stuff. And sometimes the toppings kind of get a little bit charred as well, too. But, like, I feel like that one place I went to in Huntington, was it Brick's Pizza or whatever? That place did it perfectly, and I don't know. So I'm kind of, I feel like I haven't had a bad wood-fired pizza, but I feel like maybe some of the time it's not really needed as much. But like some of the times it's very good.
I did want to ask, Brazil has a lot of problems with corruption right now. Like that's a huge issue for them right now. Do you think this might be like somebody trying to shut down pizza? Like what do you think? Like Big kebab.
Do you think Brazilian kebabs are big?
Big kebab. Big Subway sandwich.
Like somebody's paying someone to, you know, fudge the numbers and. But maybe. I don't
play the game.
I don't know though. I mean,
the game
like,
of pies.
I feel uncomfortable jumping ship on saying that there's a conspiracy about environmental damage.
What do you think Harambe has to do with this?
Now, hold on. Harambe was in the Panama Papers?
Harambe put a lot of investments into domino chains down in Brazil.
Damn.
And a lot of,
take him out.
Oh, he put into a wood fire oven company.
What do you think they do with Harambe's body? Did we ever see it?
Do you think? Is it a big gorilla-sized casket? Or do you think they cream?
I think it's in a bag right now where he's kept between life and death.
In the back of the Patriots. Yeah, by the Patriots. His conscience is, locked away by nanomachines.
Damn.
He's been driving around in a van through some European city.
I think they could have saved Harambe. They gave him a Fulton recovery, I think. You know, if they had just got him out of the hot zone, I think he would have been fine.
Probably. They could have used some nanomachines or something on him. I don't know. Give him a fucking ration. I don't know. Do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get him one of those Brazilian pizzas, you guys.
What if that kid was an operative for Foxhound and he was breaking?
What if the bullet didn't actually kill him? But what if the kid infected him with fox dye?
Oh my god!
And Harambe had a heart attack while he was.
I'm already a demon.
God damn it.
Just say it for me, Harambe.
Okay, what's Harambe's code name then? Because it's obviously something gorilla. Is it horny gorilla or I don't know what?
I don't know what his punished gorilla.
Punished gorilla.
Venom Punish Gorilla.
Oh, boy. Oh, Harambe, we'll miss you. What if you could ride Harambe around on his, like, on his back and, like, Metal Gear Solid 5?
When you see the truth of Harambe, you'll be ashamed of your words and deeds. Sonic.
News, views, reviews, views, and toots. Views, I should have picked a gorilla for this week. What was I doing?
Yes, because Harambe is so relevant right now, just because it took us so long to make jokes about him.
Well, I've been mourning this whole time, so, like, what do you expect?
Happy 25th to our Lord and Savior, Sonic T. Hedgehog, the fastest thing alive, the King of Speed, the Blue Speedster, the Hedgehog with the heart, the King of the Castle, the Green Hill Champion, the Mobian Master, the Quillheads. Why, I'm trying to think of a word, like the Quillheads.
The quintessential Quillhead.
King. Queen of the Quillheads.
Okay, Yas Queen Slay.
I don't know, like, just some... Sonic's meant so much to me.
He's
for
old enough
so
to rent
long.
A car now.
He's done so much for... He's old enough to rent a car now.
It's true.
It's true.
He can qualify for lower rates on his insurance.
Why would he get in a car? Wouldn't he just go slower?
Well, but he sometimes he races the auto bike. This is why.
Oh,
if you knew anything about the if you knew anything about Sonic, you would know that sometimes he rides in a car with his friend Danica Patrick.
Yeah, with his best friend Danica Patrick, who me and Alan the only thing me and Alan could see the eye to eye. The reason we started this podcast is because we hate Danica Patrick and we want to be Sonic's.
It's
best
true.
Friend.
We want to replace her and the Muppet Lady that he kisses in Sonic 06.
I hate that Muppet Lady.
Anyway. I've got some. The head of the Sonic team answered some questions for Game Informer. Takashi Iizuka answered some questions. Like, where does Sonic keep all of his rings? He laughed and said, I'm not sure. So, good answer, dude.
It's called Hammer Space.
That's where
Thank
Amy
you.
Keeps her hammer at.
Hammer. Thank you.
So, let's see. So, why did everybody start calling Dr. Robotnik Eggman? They always called him Eggman in Japan, but when they went to the West, they changed without confirming with the development team, they changed his name to Ivo Robotnik. So then they just kind of unified it and started calling him both. So
right.
His name is Robotnik, but his nickname is Eggman. Hmm. So
I've never asked you guys, what do you feel about Eggman versus Robotnik?
I don't really have an opinion on either.
I think
I like...
I mean, I think Dr. Robotnik is a little more threatening sounding, and Eggman is just kind of fun. Mm. So
Eggman seems like something Sonic would call him as a goof.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you'd
yeah,
make fun of him
yeah.
by calling
what
him Eggman.
What if the egg is rotten? What if the egg was rotten and you ate it and your tummy hurt?
I mean, that's true.
That's pretty scary.
That egg, man. Well, I just think it just, I don't know, I think it plays down his threateningness. So it kind of like, when Sonic wants to like put him down and be like, Eggman, I don't even care, you know, or whatever Sonic would say.
Right.
Another question they ask here that's a little bit troubling is, in the classic Sonic games, Tails dies a lot during gameplay, only to come back to life immediately. How does he do that? So, Tails, they said Tails is kind of like a little brother character to Sonic, and Sonic's there's a big brother who's constantly in these adventures, and Tails is tagging along. It's not that he dies and comes back to life, he laughs. But we wanted to make sure that there was this character that was always going to be there with Sonic. If you play two-player, you can maybe have the older brother play as Tails and help Sonic along, or you can have the younger brother play as Tails, and if they die, they're just going to come right back as the older brother is playing Sonic. So,
what?
I don't know how I feel about any of this. Your younger brother is playing as Tails, and he can do whatever he wants. He's not so good, but the team isn't going to stop. The game isn't going to stop because the older brother playing Sonic is really good. It was more about teamwork and cooperation and making sure the younger kids could play as another player in the world, not be so good, but still be interacting with the game content.
Oh, okay.
Did that make sense to you guys?
The last sentence kind of made it make sense to me.
That they added him there as a character that can die and nobody cares.
I guess, because, you know, you ever see kids in an arcade and they don't have any money to put things in, but they'll just, like, kind of, like, jam around on the controls while, like, the demo's playing, and they seem, like, just as happy as if they were actually playing the game. Maybe that's what he's saying Tails is supposed
to be.
That's
what I'm thinking. That's what I figured he was going to say is, like, you know how sometimes, like, if you had a little brother or something, you would, like, be playing and then be another character on the screen and you'd give them a remote, but it's not actually, like, plugged in or, like, set up. And you're like, oh, you're controlling that character. You know, that works with really little kids. Maybe that's I thought that's what he was going to say. Another question. Does Sonic watch a lot of Dragon Ball Z? His Super Sonic cosplay makes it seem like he's a fan. It's not a cosplay.
It's his body.
That's his form.
It's his body. He turns into Super Sonic when he gets the Chaos Emeralds.
Unlike me, who has to put on a skin-tight gold suit when I want to feel powerful. Sonic just does that.
He says, I don't think so. Probably not. So Sonic probably does not watch Dragon Ball Z.
I'd agree with this. At first I said, BS, bullshit. But when you think about it, like, if Sonic had time to watch cartoons and watch Dragon Ball Z, he'd see, like, oh, this Sonic Boom bullshit. We gotta get
now.
This
what
to
if
stop.
Sonic, because he's so fast? What if he watched all of Dragon Ball Z on fast forward?
Oh man,
he could do that.
He could
kind of like how Taskmaster.
What if he could actually follow Goku's movements and
kind of Taskmaster when he watches videos of people fast forward moves really fast? Another question: are the Chao an endangered species now? We don't see very many of them anymore. And this guy says the Chao require very clean and pure water in order to survive, so you may not see them in a lot of places. If you go to Rio de Janeiro, Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, you will probably see a lot of them in the stands. So the Chao are love it in Brazil.
Okay,
apparently.
What I've learned about
that kind of explains why Chao's died when I brought them back to my house.
It does explain a lot.
Yeah, I was eating a lot of cheese at the time.
The water was very dirty and bad.
Water was very dirty.
All you have is, like,
pooping in the water?
Diet Pepsi. You don't even have water.
You're just pouring Pepsi Max on this Chao and it's a pie.
Why aren't you living? Come on.
You need the caffeine, but it's Pepsi Max is what keeps me alive. It's going to kickstart your heart,
baby. You need
this Panax,
don't you? Come on.
It's Panax, baby. You little baby Panax fuck. I love you. You're the only thing anymore, you little Chao.
Little gooey guy. Get him out of here.
that's what I call Alan when I feel like precocious. I'm like, hey, you little gooey guy, you want to record the podcast today?
When you're feeling precocious, Russ is just like a little kid.
I get a little precocious,
so you gotta hand him the Tails controller. So
yeah,
my bud Otto by ear, he's pretty precocious too.
You know who's also precocious? This Tude of the Week. So I've got a Tude this week, not from the Sonic fan character wiki like I've been doing recently, but I dipped back into the Mobius Encyclopedia and found a comic book character from Archie Comics. So right here, I've got, before you click on the link, I want you to guess what he looks like. Sonug the Bog Hog.
Sonug the Bog Hog.
I'm going to have to assume... Autobot, you can go
Okay,
first.
Wait, what is Archie Sonic?
The comic, it's a comic book Sonic.
Oh, okay.
One of the newsstands. It's one of the newsstands still.
Oh, okay. So, Sonug the Bog Hog.
Sonug the Bog Hog.
I'm thinking bog, like a swamp. So I'm going like a big green Shrek like.
Okay, donkey. Okay.
No, it's not donkey. It looks like Shrek. This is. Okay, it's not my OC, but.
I love your OC, by the way.
He's green. And
he's mean.
He's a fight machine,
and he lives in a bog where there is very clean air. So if there's any flying chance or whatever,
okay. What do you think he looks like, Russ?
Does he look like the caveman SpongeBob meme?
No.
Closer.
No.
So click the link and look at him.
Does he look like Joe or Mac?
Yeah,
does he get who? Any? Joe and Mac the video game characters.
Oh no.
What about Tomba?
So he basically looks like Sonic, exactly like Sonic, except he doesn't have shoes and he has a beard.
Oh god.
Okay, sure.
He is Sonic the Hedgehog's counterpart/ancestor on prehistoric Mobius, as well as the de facto leader of the prehistoric Freedom Fighters. He's virtually identical to Sonic, with the exception of having a white beard and wearing no shoes. And his name comes from the initial absence of any hedges on his version of Mobius. They fight Ivo Rubugnik, their caveman nemesis, as well as local Mobosaurs. So let's see.
Mobosaurs.
Sonic was appalled.
They were all the rage back in 2013, but
it's Teemo and I don't know any other MOBA characters.
Shit. Come on, I can think of something here.
Teemo.
Dota
Man.
God, I gotta think of some weird fucking cosplay. The Fox Girl.
Kitsune
Carrie.
Yep. Dota Man.
Wait, you're thinking of Pepsi
Man. Pepsi Man should be in a MOBA, definitely.
God, I would play definitely MOBA, play more MOBAs.
Why didn't they give Lucio a Pepsi Man skin?
That would be so good.
You can just grind around.
I could die.
Oh, man. Anyway, so Sonic was appalled to learn that Sonog's plan to lead the Freedom Fighters deeper underground to avoid their enemy, which Sonic feared would lead to his own evolution into a mole. as a result, Sonog and the others were taught to plant bushes to form the first hedges. And that's how he became a hedgehog. Sonic taught him to plant hedges, and that's when that's why he turned into a hedgehog eventually, because he used to just live in a bog.
Do you think that Sonic, when he went back in time for this, kind of also, like, made out with his ancestor?
Do you think he fucked one of his ancestors?
Why did you go there first, by the way? Can I just?
Because that's what Autobite would do if he went back in time, I think.
That's true. I'm just imagining, like,
any
Back
of the
to the Future
Hedgehog
Part
back then,
4.
Boghogs back then, he probably would have fucked one of his ancestors.
Probably.
Just by, like, numbers.
Yeah, because there's just not very many.
As many of them. He'd have to fuck a Mobosaur.
I'm serious here,
he's
though.
He's like, I have to, like, seed the genetic
my seed.
Would you watch, like, Back to the Future Part 4 if he, like, held a photograph and, like, instead of his family disappearing, they developed more, like, Neanderthal characteristics unless he convinced his, like, prehistoric ancestor to fuck, like, the local Cro-Magnon woman?
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Doc, he's gotta fuck this Cro-Magnon woman.
I gotta convince my old Neanderthal
fuck
ancestor
Marty.
To not fuck other Neanderthals.
Marty, fuck the fucking Libyans. Gaddafi.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with Doc Brown and the Libyans all the time?
Fuck! I'm writing with this spec now, but they're gonna say fuck now. It's gonna be rated
okay,
R.
Okay, if you
damn.
Say it once or twice, you can do that PG-13, right? But he's gonna say it every single scene he's in, so that's not gonna work.
He'll be walking on stage.
I'm looking at the spec script, Russ, and I don't know if in a PG-13 movie if you can have the reanimated corpse of Muammar Gaddafi just walking around.
Muammar Gaddafi's gotten the time machine, Marty.
He's gonna go back in time and stop himself from dying.
We have to stop Gaddafi.
It's like a combination of, like, 30 Dark Zero and Marty, we have to use torture as a tactic. Doc, I don't know if we can do that.
Oh, boy.
Marty!
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Put a rag down his throat. A wet rag, and when it dries, his lungs will attach to it. Doc, that's brutal. That's a real thing that happened in 24, by the way.
It's fucked. You know what I realized, guys? I realized that time travel will never exist and doesn't exist, because if it did, somebody would have traveled back in time to stop Harambe from dying.
True.
Think about it.
Let's, anyway, we get questions from our fans, and none of them are about Harambe this week, so we don't really have to spend that much time on
them. Yeah,
that's
fucked up, actually.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up. We should have probably specified that.
We wanted
that.
Harambe
a lot
questions.
We asked for pop-punk questions this week, because we have pop-punk expert. We just didn't realize Autobite was such a Harambe expert,
that's
too.
Right. We're all Harambe
enthusiast.
A Harambe truther? What would you call a Harambe truther?
Banana head.
Banana.
Love bananas.
Love bananas.
We accidentally scheduled the pear heads and the banana heads at the same time.
The thing is, Jimmy Buffett really hates Harambe.
If you think about it, I mean, he did have a lot invested in the.
It's because Harambe tore
his. A lot invested.
It's because Harambe blew out his flip flop that one time.
No, Harambe had a lot invested in wood fire pizzas down in Brazil. And bought up a lot of the land before he could get his Jimmy Buffett could get his cheeseburger and parasites.
Cheeseburgers and parasites. That's my favorite anime.
Cheeseburgers with parasites. That's my favorite cheeseburger place.
Damn. And more like Chipotle, am I right? Wamp womp.
Ilurchin. Best bud Ilurchin, queen of the castle, asks, Which Sonic characters like Pop Punk and which like?
Okay, we gotta talk about the Yoshi first.
Yeah, okay. What is Yoshi like?
What is Yoshi like?
Probably new metal, to be honest.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, actually, there's a lot of his characters, so I'm thinking, like, they could probably either go either way, but, like, some of them, I think, maybe wouldn't like Pop Punk or ska.
And I think Sonic's more of a pop... Well, is Crush 40 Pop Punk?
They're a little pop-punk.
I would say that.
Well, they're more
bit.
Like 80s hair.
Yeah, but I can see why they would come across as being more Pop Punk than ska.
Now, I think Knuckles is ska, because he's a rude boy.
He is he's a very rude boy. That's true. So I think he would like.
He does skank.
He does skank a lot.
That's true.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think in general, I think Scott would be pretty popular in the Sonic universe, though.
Because of the horns.
That's the impression that
I mean,
get.
There literally are ska songs in, you know, like Metal Harbor.
That's true. There are ska songs there. They got them big ska horns, baby.
Nice.
They got that big, beautiful breath sound, yep. Baby.
At HappyX2Days asked, what is the best Sum 41 song?
In Too Deep.
And I just want to say real quick, Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, they were actually saying the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones. They were talking about the Chaos Emperor.
Oh, that makes sense.
I feel like my impression that I get reference completely went unnoticed like a minute ago.
I did not
get that.
I just said the impression that I get. Anyway, the best Sum 41 song is
Pop
In Too
Punk,
Deep.
I thought it was Fat Lip. That's the only Sum 41.
Just the one that's in Elite Beat Agents.
Probably Fat Lip.
Yeah. When I heard your reference, when I was looking for that reference, I was like, "Where are you? I haven't slept tonight." Oh boy. Anyway,
Harry at Nikomaki Besto asked, "Why is the ultimate life form a hedgehog, and why is the prototype a giant ass lizard?"
You're the lizard expert.
Okay, now hold on. I think it's clear why it's a hedgehog, because Sonic's a hedgehog. And if that's if there's anything that's the ultimate life form, it's got to be Sonic, right?
And as we've learned, yeah. Hedgehogs are considered the mongoose of the West. They're immune to most snake poison. So naturally, when you fail with a lizard, you switch to hedgehog.
Now, Russ, you realize that most lizards don't have poison except for the beaded lizard and the Gila monster.
Yes.
Those are the only two lizards
with
poison.
I thought the Gila monster didn't even have...
That has a type of poison.
I thought it was more like bacterial.
That's the Komodo dragon you're thinking of.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I think it's technically venom, not poison, but whatever. You get what I'm saying.
I don't think that's not what the difference between venom and poison is.
No. I know that's not the difference between venom and poison, but they have venom, not poison.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Komodo dragon is just germs. It's just a nasty mouth. It says a big old dirty trash mouth.
Same.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, it's a lot like you, actually. It says a dirty trash mouth.
I don't put any pure water in there. It's all Pepsi.
Marty! Marty, we gotta go back. Switch the Gila monster with the Komodo dragon to make Russ sounds less stupid.
Damn.
Gotta change him.
Do you know you can buy... Damn, do you know I was at a reptile convention once and I could have... I could have bought one of those if I had a couple $1,000 and a license.
Yeah, when you were at what was the big panel you were?
I didn't go to any panels. I just wandered around and looked at lizards and frogs and stuff.
That's cool. Do they have bug conventions?
That's like the best. That sounds like a better convention. Do they have a bug convention? I've been to the ESA Entomological Society of America convention before.
They sell bugs there?
They did not.
See, this
bugs
is just
there.
Like a trade show for like. Hey, come look at all the lizards and snakes and stuff you can buy. Some people had monkeys that were on their shoulders, and some people had like tamed skunks that they were carrying around with them.
Did anybody try to steal any snakes? Like fill their pockets with?
No,
snakes,
but like, there's a lot of like little baby frogs and lizards and snakes. You probably could have just like reached into like a big tub of snakes and just grabbed a handful of them like spaghetti.
Nice. That would be pretty good.
You probably could have done that one at a time, and they're bone dry.
These bone dry snakes. Oh boy, just eating them one at a time.
Why was it called bio lizard?
Because he's alive.
Aren't all lizards biological?
There's some that are made of stone.
Okay.
That are carved in statues.
Do you still consider those
in spirit? I think.
Well, you've been watching too much anime, Alan. Yeah, we got our final question here. Ravi asks, Smile smugly, you cuck. Robbie, you little cuck. I hate you.
You said smile smugly, though.
I love you and I hate you.
I'm smiling smugly right now.
I'm smiling smugly right now, too, Russ.
I took a vow of grimace. I took a grimace vow.
You mean you married Grimace from the McDonald's?
I said I will never smile again so long as I until I discover the truth of Harambe's murder.
Okay, I did a similar oath that I vowed to kill the person who killed Harambe.
All for revenge. They stole our past. I've already become a demon. Let's do some plugs. I'm a Piss Goblin on Twitter. Alan is Action Alan. Autobite. You have a Twitter out there. People should be checking out.
It's Autobite. Like automatic and then bite. Autobite.
Not auto like auto rocket.
Ladies.
Yeah, not auto like Ottoman
like
Empire.
Auto rocket asphyxiation.
Oh boy. You got any music to plug?
Any music? Yeah, you could check out my SoundCloud. There's not tons on there, but it's just soundcloud.com/autobite. I made a tribute song for No Nut New Year, so you can check that out on there if you want.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It didn't convince me to nut, but it's pretty good.
But I think that's
ineffective in the thing it was designed to do, but it was good though.
Anyway, that's it for plugs from me.
Except for the butt plugs you're making is your job now.
Yeah, of course. You're as a dildomics expert. Hogcast SD on Twitter. Please rate and subscribe on iTunes. Share with your friends. Share with your dad. Share with your mom.
Our next episode is going to be one that we're recording live at AX, probably with Harry and Lenore.
Nice.
So that's look forward to that. We're going to try to get some LA pizza if we can. So, yep, right. Look forward to that. All right.
That sounds
good. That'll probably be up in whenever. It'll be at AX next week. So, yeah. I guess that's it.
Well, like the opposite of Harambe, live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.